poll, Joe Biden's age worries majority of Democrats. By Simon Kent on August 14, 2023. 80-year-old President Joe Biden's age is a worry for Democrats. Polling that specifically asked voters about their views on his advanced years shows. The Redfield and Wilton Strategies poll was conducted for Newsweek. It found a majority of Democrats said they were concerned about Biden's ability to perform his job given the fact he now qualifies as an octogenarian. Biden is the oldest serving president in U.S. history, and if he is re-elected in 2024 and serves a full term, he would be 86 when leaving the White House in 2029. Already his propensity for stumbles, physically and verbally, on the world stage worry those who see him as unfit to seek a return next year. Flashback, ouch. Biden stumbles multiple times boarding Air Force One. The outlet reports the exclusive polling found while a majority of Biden voters were concerned about the president's age, there was even greater division about whether his age should rule him out of seeking a return to high office. The Redfield and Wilton Strategies survey informed respondents that the president is 80 and asked, "To what extent, if at all, are you concerned about President Biden's ability to discharge his duties in office given his age?" Among the 609 Democrats polled, 21% said they were very concerned, 23% said they were fairly concerned, and 31% said they were slightly concerned, a total of 75%. A further 22% said they were not at all concerned about Biden's age affecting his ability to do his job, while 3% responded don't know. Among all likely voters polled by Redfield and Wilton Strategies, 44% said they were concerned about Biden's age affecting his ability to do his job, 17% were fairly concerned, and 21% were slightly concerned. A further 14% were not concerned at all, and 3% answered don't know. The poll also asked respondents to what extent they agreed or disagreed with the statement. President Biden is too old to seek a second term as President of the United States. 20% of Democrats said they strongly agreed with that statement, while 22% said they agreed with it, a total of 42%. However, 14% of Biden voters said they disagreed and 17% said they strongly disagreed for a total of 31%. While 24% said they neither agreed or disagreed and 2% responded don't know. Flashback, just another Tuesday, Biden stumbles, coughs through boring speech. 43% of all likely voters strongly agreed that Biden was too old to seek a second term, while 19% agreed and 18% neither agreed nor disagreed. A further 8% disagreed that he was too old, while 9% strongly disagreed and 3% of respondents answered don't know. The Newsweek polling is not the first time Biden has sparked doubts about his ability to do his job, with his own staff working to negate doubts about his suitability. Three NBC News reporters, Kara Lilly, Peter Nicholas and Monica Alba, had a piece published last month detailing a host of modifications to Biden's day-to-day scheduling designed to limit the possibility of him failing to deliver in public. They noted, Joe Biden's aides realized they had a problem last month when the president tripped over a sandbag, hard, at the Air Force Academy's graduation ceremony. Afterward, a few huddled to figure out what may have gone wrong and how to make sure that such an embarrassing and dangerous incident never happens again, according to two people familiar with the discussion. You can't be too careful, one said. The piece does note Biden has previously addressed concerns his age is a factor against him, simply offering "watch me" by way of confident response. The public evidence of his age works against such confidence, with the piece going on to state, his gait is less steady, his speech not as fluid. He has confused Iraq with Ukraine and Rolling Fork, Mississippi, with Rolling Stone. At other times he simply has problems identifying fellow public figures. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.